neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Actually, Torah Alusha must have start from HaChodesh Hazeh Yelachem Rosh Chodeshim. The parasha that we went through last Shabbat, actually Rabbi Yitzhak holds that this should be the beginning of the Torah Alusha. There's a lot of delay because we learned in Parashat Bo, chapter 12. It's a lot of waiting. But the question is, what's so significant about the mitzvah that we learn? The Kiddush HaChodesh, Chodesh Nisan, and so on. You understand? Rabbi Yitzhak holds that Torah also should not start with Bereshit Bara Elokim. It should have started HaChodesh Hazeh Yelachem Rosh Chodeshim. That's the parasha. That was the fourth parasha that we went through before Pesach. You understand the concept? I mean the question. The question is why Torah must have start with this month should be the foundation of your Hebrew calendar. That's the question.
Because the background is in slavery.
It's good slavery? No. I thought the freedom is good.
The freedom is good. So the
Bereshit
is freedom.
No, but here Rabbi Yitzchak says no. The beginning of the Torah Tanshad must have been with this subject, that is HaChodesh Hazeh.
Chidush.
Chazaku Baro. Yeah, beautiful. Very
changes,
nice.
We're always changing.
Very nice. So now, what do you know about the month, about the moon? You know anything about the moon? You study astrology?
It's smaller and bigger.
Very nice. But the background of the moon at the time of the creation, well, whatever happened?
Yeah,
I'm sorry?
Yeah,
no, don't say Lashon Hara about the moon.
can't be too many things. You can't be for one.
Good, yeah. So the moon said that as far as the territory that we're going to to service, you cannot have two authorities. So then, what did Hashem tell Moon? And so Hashem Barach told Moon that you have to make yourself small, right? So what did Moon say? Understand, after Hashem Barach told Moon that you have to give up your light, so what did Moon say? Nothing! No? You sure? Didn't he say anything? No? What would you say? So give me your badge. Get out of your office. You don't have any more office anymore. You have to go downstairs. So what is your response?
Nothing.
No, like let's say in an organization, like in a company, the president comes and says, you know, we cannot give you a driver anymore. No more insurance. No more,
what do you call it?
Benefits.
There are
more benefits. What do you say?
Why not?
No.
Why?
What did I do? What are you talking about? What's wrong with you? Give me a chance. What happened to you? I work here not so hard. No? Of course. What did Moon say?
Nothing.
So what does it mean? Moon was very
humble.
If he was humble, that wouldn't happen to him.
I'm sorry?
It was humble, it wouldn't happen to me.
Humbleness comes about after you're told to do something that is against your will, against your nature. Of course, you have claims. So now, when you have a claim, and then you see that you made a mistake, so now at this moment, then you can fight it, or you accept it. Let's say somebody's just stopped. You were speeding. So what do you say? What do you say?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I won't do it again.
It's getting faster.
Now, if one is stopped by the police, so you were speeding, what do you say?
I wasn't.
I didn't realize.
I wasn't. What are you talking about? I was not speeding. No? Because you don't want to admit that you made a mistake. But here, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, this holy book, Torah Hashah, must have been started from this subject. Why? Because the whole foundation, the whole concept of the Torah is to be anab, to be humble. No matter what you do, no matter whatever you think you accomplish, but it's only for the sake of bragging and your gava, it doesn't mean anything. It's useless, meaningless. And that's why this parasha, before we celebrate Pesach, we have to learn it. And that's why Rabbi Yitzchak says, this parasha, the place is right in the beginning of the Torah, before Bereshit Bara Elokim Tashamay. Before you would know that Ha Hashem created the Olam, you have to learn this parasha. Why? Because the whole base of being a Oved Hashem, meaningful server of the Ribono Shel Olam, you have to learn how to be humble, to be anav. You come to somebody and say, you know, why did you do this? What are you talking about? What is wrong with you? I didn't do anything. But here we see the Gadlut of the moon. When Hashem came and told them, he had a claim. He was right. Wasn't he right? No?
No.
He was right. Of course he was right. Can you have two presidents in this country? I mean, don't have any now. But, you know, can you have two? Yeah? Does it work that way?
Yeah, if they be humble, they could work.
Can you have two presidents of the company? Can you?
They are humble, they could work.
No, there's no such a thing. There's no such a thing. No, there's no such a thing. It doesn't work that way. The moon was right. But the steed, Ibn Sholam, when he, as we see here, the whole concept of Kohavim, the stars, what was it for? What was it for? Because Ibn Sholam wanted to appease the moon, because the stars, they were not the part of the creation. It came about afterward. That's why in Parashat Rosh Chodesh, that we recited yesterday, what did we say? Remember what we say? Remember what we say in Parashat Rosh Chodesh? Yeah, what do we say? Us'irizim echad lechatat lahashem. So he says in Parashat Pinchas, that Ibn Sholam said, bring korban chatat for me. Why? Because I punished the moon. Hashem says to bring a korban chatat for me because I punished them. So that means the moon was right. The moon was right. But Hashem wanted it that way. So when Hashem punished the moon, he didn't respond back. He didn't talk back. He didn't reject. He didn't complain. And that's what the whole concept of a good Yehudi is all about. That's what the Parshat Chodesh that we learned before Pesach, that's what we have to, is that Hashem accomplish. Hashem is Ikeno, that be able to, the right server, the right Oved Hashem, is that Hashem, and he's giving you Yeshuot, B'Shalot Tovot, B'Karom, Amen.
Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.